running the boat to bring them what they needed with a big barge. And man, I'd watch them around them lights, around them derricks. You could see them things up there just in clouds. Next morning, the barge would be covered with them things. They had to have, you might say, call him a janitor next morning to clean up everything around there.
You know, those things that get in your clothes, and they'll eat your clothes. You got to put little balls in there.
That's crickets, huh?
Or a moth. You got a moth here?
Moths? Some people calls them grasshoppers. Oh, and that might not be the stuff you're talking about.
Moths?
Moth.
Yeah, you got them here?
Yeah, we got some, but not many. Of course, that old Baxley, he studies all that stuff up, man. Nothing can't hardly take the place here without he's got something to destroy.
Yeah.
You bet you.
What kind of stinging insects do you know about? You got around here?
Oh, well, we got the blackhead bumblebee, and we got the yellow jacket.
Where do they nest?
Huh?
Where do they nest?
Oh, they live everywhere. And then during yellow jackets, they...
You can find them just about...
They build a nest. And they make it like a comb. Now, you've seen a honeybee comb in your life?
Yeah.
Well, these wasps makes the same thing, and that's what they lay in, and then it's covered over. And they hatch, them eggs will hatch in there and come out of the young wasp.
Have you ever had one come after you?
Oh, my God, man, I've been stung by them things maybe 1,000 times.
You got stung and your hand did what?
Oh, yeah, it swell up and get all purple. Bumblebees, man, them things are mean. Now, there's some that'll come around your house. We got some all around my house here now. The whiteheads, they bore a hole in your sills and they crawl up in there. Whiteheads, you can catch them, if you can catch one or knock him down with a paddle, and he won't sting. But if you knock a blackhead down, buddy, you better leave him down. He'll sting you.
What about those things that make nests out of mud on the side?
That's dirt dollars.
Okay.
You notice?
I saw a couple over there.
Huh?
I saw a couple over there.
Here. Now that paint is getting old, but that's the paint that was treated for the purpose. That paint's been now about 8 years under that carport. And we never wash it. Otherwise, it'll be full of dirt daubers. All the way around. They used to have a man, every month we'd have to, Donald would pass there and brush them off, and then we'd just pump of water, spray water.
Brush them off with a what? With a...
Huh?
What'd he brush them off with?
Oh, well, with most anything. He'd take a shovel,
or
board, just rush them, just as long as he'd break them, then he'd take that spray and he'd wet it. Well, then it'd wash off. He'd had a big long mop. Well, I've got a big long broom with a handle, man. You can reach all that. Wash it. And no spiders.
You got all the what? All the...
Well, we don't know what was in there. He came by no more. He bought that in Lake Charles. It was treated for that purpose. He said he can't find no more. Everybody around here in the neighborhood would want to know why he got it and what's in it. We don't know.
Spiders leave what? You know, they'll leave...
Spiders makes webs.
You know, in the house, you know, a place where...
Yeah, they get it all dirty with webs and stuff sticks in there. Mosquitoes, flies, they get caught in there and they die.
Sweep down